He and I are coming, or him and me are coming?
Him and me are coming.
Okay. If you knock at the door and they say,
"Come in."
So if they say, "Who's there?" they know your voice, and so you say, "It's." You come to the door and you knock, and I say, "Who's there?" What would you say?
It's.
Yeah, you're, not your name, but your pronoun for you.
It's me.
Right. Uh-huh. If we're sitting here expecting someone who knocks the door, and you say, "Oh, it's only
my neighbor."
I'll use a pronoun he, she, them, or something like that.
It's only her.
And if we're sitting here, it's only her. If it is a woman, you say her. If it's two people, you say it's only
them.
Okay.
They.
That's right. Them. That's right. Comparing how tall you are, you say, "He is not as tall as..."
"As I am."
Right. Okay. Comparing how tall you are again, you say, "I'm not as..."
"As tall as my brother was."
Right. Comparing how well you can do something, you say, "He can do it better than..."
"I can."
Right. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is blank he could go.
As far as he could run.
Okay. Right. And if something belongs to me, you say it's blank. If it belongs to both of us, you say it's blank.
It's ours.
It's ours. But if it belongs to me, you say it's...
mine.
Well, if it belongs to you, yes, but if it belongs to me, you say it's...
it's his.
And talking to me, you'd say it's...
it's yours.
That's the word I wanted. You'd say it's yours?
It's yours.
Okay. Since I'm going to say you heard.
You
heard. You heard that, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess that. Yours.
But yours is the correct word, so I've heard people say yours. But it's yours. And to them, to him, to, let's see. Belongs to both of us, you say it's...
ours.
Right. And if it belongs to them, you say it's...
it's theirs.
And if it belongs to him, it's...
it's his.
And if it belongs to her, it's...
it's hers.
Right. You got them all right. You had some English classes. You aren't kidding me.
No, I never.
Well, you just listen to your kids and grandkids. You've been in society around here. I mean, you haven't been living out... really, you've been living out here in town, and you've been neighbors to so many people, and people drop by and visit with you all these since 1928, did you say? Mm-hmm. Don't build the town. So that's you, right here for 2 blocks from the school. You're a different person in this survey than most people your age. Because you know what, most people your age wouldn't have been this mixed, this right in the middle of society, see, in this educational society. And the church right across the corner, and another church right down here, Methodist Church, and the school 2 blocks that way. So
I worked with a school and another thing, I worked with a doctor for 20 years.
What doctor?
Dr. Roscoe's daddy.
Is that right?
That helped me a lot.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. How do you mean work for
him? I just worked with him, and when he has needed me, I went.
I see.
We used to. Babies were all born in the home.
Yeah, and you were a midwife? Helped him?
And that's always.
When was this, Pearly?
It was back in the 20s.
Helping a doctor kind of as a midwife?
Yeah, after 20 years.
So even though you just got a fourth grade education as far as going to school is concerned?
Helped him operate on one man, put a tube in his arm. I've done lots of things.
Yeah, I bet you have, girl. Been around here 85 years, you'd think so. Well, let's see how we got to. We're on question 43-5. People have been to visit you and they're about to leave. You say to them, "Blank, come back again." What'd you tell them to do? Some folks are just leaving. You say,
"Don't rush, come back soon."
What would you call them?